The impact of the Afghan shooting, allegedly by a U.S. soldier of 16 civilians, is still sending shockwaves through the U.S. presence, already falling into disfavor with the American public. This is Don Rush. Upon his arrival this week in the war-torn country, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said the U.S. would be undeterred in securing the country before the 2014 NATO withdrawal date. And President Obama, after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, told reporters that the U.S. was making real progress in Afghanistan. Kevin Maurer is co-author of No Way Out, a story of valor in the mountains of Afghanistan, about a group of American special forces successfully disengaging from an ambush. I want to first ask you about your reaction to the killing of the Afghan civilians, allegedly by the American soldier. And I understand that President Hamid Karzai has called for U.S. troops to pull back from the villages in response.
Well, in 2010, I was doing research on another book, and I was in that area. I was just north of there in Zahari, and I spent a little time in Panjway, and I wrote a book also about the battle that sort of pushed the Taliban out of Panjway in 2006. What I kind of thought about immediately was that so much damage is going to be done now to the trust and the rapport that has been being built up between the American soldiers working in those villages and the Afghans. And how it's going to be dreadfully hard now to continue to do any of this VSO missions, what they call it, village stability operations. And now when you have Karzai saying that they need to move out of the villages and into the bases again, that's sort of what the Soviets did, and it opened up the rural areas to the Mujahideen, which in turn, if they do get forced to move back to the bases, it's just going to open the villages back up to the Taliban. So, unfortunately, the ramifications of this incident are horrendous because they're going to undermine the strategy that for the past 2 years of getting these teams in place in these villages and starting to build from the ground up. Karzai's speech will be very interesting, and what you need to watch for, I think, is this just something he needs to say to keep his government together and to show that he is in charge of the country, or is this something that he's going to enforce and then drive the soldiers back into the big bases?
In your book, the Afghan soldier doesn't really perform well during the ambush that they encounter.
Well, I think the group that we're talking about at this time in 2008, it was elite by name only. I think in that time period since then, the Afghan commanders have had a pretty good track record for being pretty good soldiers. They've got a pretty good reputation, around the country for doing these kinds of operations. This one was their third operation, their first real major operation. But again, it goes back to it's uneven, and progress is uneven in Afghanistan. The level of troops are uneven in Afghanistan. Their abilities are uneven in Afghanistan. I think that it's almost unit by unit based.
There was an Afghan interpreter, CK, who was killed and, of course, who grew close to the Americans. What do you think he represents in Afghan society?
Well, I think CK is a great example of two things. He's a great example of sort of the younger generation that has grown up in and around these American soldiers that have language skills and have the ability to act as interpreters. And you can see immediately when these interpreters work for a long time with American soldiers, the American soldiers rub off on them. They start dressing, acting, and speaking much like their American counterparts. So, to me, I think it's an interesting look at this kind of subculture, Afghan subculture, that works very closely with the Americans. But I also think it's indicative of the American relationship in Afghanistan. You know, a lot of American soldiers learn Afghan culture. They learn about Afghanistan through these guys. And these relationships are true friendships. And I think you saw that with CK and his relationship with the team. And I've seen it with other special forces teams and even conventional units and their interpreters. I mean, they really do put a face on the Afghan people, and I think it's a great cultural exchange, but as well as a genuine friendship between the two.
What do Americans think about the mission there?
It varies. I mean, honestly, to the common soldier, to the guy that has to go outside the wire every day and do his job, I think he thinks about his job. He or she really thinks about their job, and they think about their unit mates, and they make sure that they're focused on doing the best job they can to make sure that they're their unit mates and the guys are fighting to the left or right of them, those guys get back safely. For big picture strategy, it's all over the map, but I think that's one of the issues with the war in Afghanistan is that every year or a couple of years, there seems to be a change in what they're trying to accomplish.
What do you think will be left when the Americans actually finally depart?
You're starting with a country with nothing, with no infrastructure, with no roads. I had a Green Beret describe it as Flintstones with AKs and cell phones. So have they made some progress? Sure. Will it be a country that can stand on its own? I don't know. I've been to Afghanistan. I like to think I know something about Afghanistan, but that place is an enigma to me even now, and it's a tough country to wrap your head around.
Kevin Maurer is co-author of No Way Out, a story of valor in the mountains of Afghanistan, about a group of American Special Forces successfully disengaging from an ambush. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.